Welcome to Metaphysical Romp with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck and co-host Reverends Bill Holton and Cher Holton. Discover practical applications to bring 21st century metaphysics to work in your life. Here's your host, Paul Hasselbeck.
Welcome to another edition of Metaphysical Romp. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck. And yes, it definitely is another beautiful day in my consciousness. Thank you for joining us. And hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton. And it's another beautiful day in my consciousness.
And this is Reverend Dr. Bill Holton. And it's very definitely another beautiful, beautiful day in my consciousness. Good to be with you all again.
Wow, that was enthusiastic. So tell us about yourselves.
Well, we are the co-founders of a hybrid unity ministry called the Unity Center for Universal, youuniversalprosperity.com.
And we have a wonderful shortcut for people to go there and read all our incredible resources that we have available for you there to help you out. You can just go ucfyp.com. Is that easy? ucfyp.com.
That's easy, and even if you typed your names in, you can find it pretty fast, too. I've found out when I don't remember. And of course, I have my website, paulhasselbeck.com, where you can find my calendar, which is now basically the dates and times I'm appearing on Zoom doing classes and talks, as well as my Absolute Word, which is my weekly blog. We share it after every program. It's our last segment. And today the word is fearless. So that'll be a fun one to look at. And for now, we're going to get romping. And this is going to be our last episode based on the 31 important things you should say no to for a happier life by Danny Forrest. And today we're looking at downers and uppers. Downers and uppers.
And I bet that got everyone's attention.
That's right. And we're not talking about medicine here. There's a few topics. Let me just name them. We're going to be looking at takers, listening to complaints about others, naysayers, and last, toxic people. Whoop, there's one more. Spending most of your time with the wrong people. So you can see how they're all together. And I don't even know if we're going to get through them all. If we get through a couple, it's going to be helpful.
Right. So and shared. We found as we were doing it that they all sort of tie together in one way or another relating to how we relate with other people. And so many times that is one of the biggest things we need to release or say no to is the things we do with other people that are downers for us, yes. Which yes. is hence the title Uppers and Downers, because we're going to look at what we do instead as well.
Exactly. Cher, you ready to take it away?
I am. And this is fun because we've all experienced these kinds of people. So we're going to start with the idea of takers. And you think about takers, and he doesn't really describe takers here. He says, say yes to givers, be a giver yourself. Other people, of course, the opposite of that is takers. But there's a wonderful quote he found on Pinterest. And I love this quote. I think it's so cool. I want to ask everybody who's listening right now, just think about the people in your life that you spend time with and see which category you would put them in based on this quote. Ready? Here's the quote. Know the difference between those who stay to feed the soil and those who come to grab the fruit.
Wow, that's really good. And the really interesting thing is that Jesus could have said something like this since he always used agricultural parables.
Yeah, yes, he would have said the figs probably.
Right? Who's the feeder and who's the grabber?
Right. Yep. And you think about how to recognize that. I mean, think about who are the takers in your life, the people who drain you of your energy, the people who are so interested in getting information. And I know, I'm sure you do, we do too, get calls from people all the time who just want to suck all everything you know out of you and then go and use it and not really, they don't really allow themselves to develop even the fruit within themselves.
Yeah. And so this is a situation, though, in spirituality, we talk about giving and receiving and all of that. And I don't think it's ever about even exchange, but there has to be exchange. Mm-hmm. And think that's the important thing. And one of his first bullets is recognize who's a taker. They always ask or even demand things. Mm-hmm. So, and we all have people we know, or at least we've identified in our own perception, that when they call, we know they're going to be asking for something.
Right.
And they rarely call any other time.
Yeah. What's funny, just as an example, because people know we also have a team building business that we do. And a lot of consultants in our field, our colleagues, will call and say, I have a client who wants me to do some team building. And of course, our first thought is, oh, good, you're going to refer us for that particular project. Instead, could you give me two or three good activities that I could go and use? And yeah. We've got to a point where we want to say, you know, when you need to have a tooth pulled, do you go to a dentist and say, could you tell me two or three ways I could work on my teeth at home and pull this out successfully? Right. I mean, no, you go to somebody you know can do it well. For some reason, people and our friends, we sometimes forget that we could be asking them for things that it's not appropriate to be asking. And so I think it's useful here to not only recognize who the takers are in our life, but also make sure we're not doing that with people that we're good friends with or close with, that we don't take advantage of them either.
And when I think about takers, we usually invite people to be fair without being fair game.
Yes, fair without being fair game. So I am almost always saying yes if it's something really, really easy.
Yes.
And I think that's just a good way to be. I'd rather be benevolent and generous than stingy and unkind. Let's just
We're that way too. I think it's part of the nature of our awareness. And when you reach that level, you realize that no matter what you give, there you have plenty more within you. You it's not like there's a limit on my ability or my ability to grow and be more.
Yeah, and so you talked about, as you introduced this, about people who suck energy. Mm-hmm. And what I decided to do about that a long time ago was to remember that in a spiritual sense, my energy is unlimited. And so when I'm in the presence of someone who it's my experience and my perception they're sucking energy, is my policy is to consciously give them more than it seems they're trying to take, but also combine that with a strategy to cut the situation short, the opportunity short. Yeah.
I like that. That's nice.
Right. Because so what usually happens, just in my own experience, when I was with people who I was identifying that way, my immediate response used to be to try to pull away. And they, of course, would try to pull me closer. So that created a lot of tension. But then when I just decided to just keep giving and giving energetically, and then have a strategy. And that's one of the steps here. And, you know, have a strategy to, oh, yeah, Mary, okay, that's great. And, you know, I have another appointment coming up. So thank you, and I'll talk to you the next time, something
that's
like that.
That's brilliant, because what you're doing there is your consciousness is being reminded or reinforced that I have plenty of energy.
I have plenty.
So you're coming from that awareness, which I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, I visualize now myself wearing a Kevlar jacket.
There you go.
Can't get you.
Yeah.
That's going to
come
in.
So that way you can't get any flack from people.
Right.
That
That's great.
Yeah. Then he says, spend more time with givers like yourself. And of course, if you've listened to this program long enough, I've never used the word spend in that sort of context. I would say invest more time with givers like yourself.
Definitely.
You know, and I think I will just boldly say our relationship, the three of us, has been mostly giver mode.
Absolutely. And that's why it prospers. I mean, that's why this whole relationship prospers, because we're
always giving to each other in some way or the other. And that gets back to that saying, doesn't it? We stay friends because we're always feeding the soil of the relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. I love that.
And when it comes down to money, we both have the same attitude. And that is, I'd rather have a little less, so you'll have a little more, so that we know that we're caring for each other. And I know you do the exact same
thing. We feel the exact same way. So that's what makes it work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really does. And that's the kind of relationships people deserve to have in their life. Mm-hmm. And you get to choose to have that. Yeah. By following some of these guidelines. And I love the set ground rules, which is really what you were describing with how you respond to those people who take energy is, you know, have those ground rules. I know Julia Cameron in her book, Artist's Way, which is one of my favorite books. Yeah. She talks about crazy makers. And that's kind of what this is. It's people who are crazy makers. And she said, you've got to set those boundaries, but then you've got to honor your boundaries that you set.
Again, the spiritual tip around that is no one has the power to make me crazy.
Right. Mm. Exactly. Okay?
As soon as I say that person's a crazy maker or an energy sucker, then we're saying they have an effect over our own consciousness. And the truth is we have sovereign authority over our own consciousness and our own way of being.
And what Paul's reminding us of, folks, is that we don't have any buttons that can be pushed.
Yes.
When people say he or she pushed my buttons, that's not true, really.
Yeah. Right? So we are button pushers of ourselves.
Right.
Right.
We're the ones pushing them.
Uh-oh. We're talking about pushers and downers and uppers. Wait a minute.
Yeah, the metaphor moves on.
Yes. So speaking of moving on, what's the next one?
Right. The next one is listening to complaints about others, which essentially is gossip and participating in gossip. And the comment he makes in the article is gossiping is poisonous. Avoid people who spread it.
I love the quote here too.
The quote is, who gossips to you will gossip of you.
Yeah. And I would say gossip about you.
Right.
And friends, I will claim that I am a bit of a gossiper, that when I'm hearing news of churches and what's going on, I do pass the information along to other ministers. And part of that is we're all working with each other all the time. And so gossip to me is, so maybe I'm not a gossiper. Gossiping is passing on information that hasn't been confirmed in any way.
Right.
So it's more like rumor mongering than it is fact passing.
True.
And one of the problems we have in the unity movement is we make nice and we make everything sweet and cotton candy. So churches that are toxic don't get reported because that's not something a nice person does. But I think a really solid person will at least pass the information on.
Yeah. So in one of our relationship development classes that we taught, we covered that area of gossiping and came up with a little formula. Are you surprised? Anybody surprised?
No, I'm not.
It's a 4R formula to deal with gossipers in your life. Okay, so these are 4 things you can do, and they all start with the letter R. The first one is refuse to participate, which means you just stop listening. You know, don't add fuel to the fire. And that, I'm going to be with you, Paul. Sometimes it's fun to hear gossip. You just say, really? And that's all you got to say to, they'll just fill your ears with it. So be aware of how you're adding fuel to the fire and refuse to participate. Request verification, which is what you were alluding to. You know, ask the let's go ask that person if it's true. Yep. Or have you gotten where did you hear that information? Refocus the conversation. So you could change the topic, you could change the focus of how you're talking about it, or relocate yourself, which simply means say, I'm not interested in hearing that and walk away.
Yes. That's really good for ours. Yes.
Yeah. So all of those come back to the power you have when you're in connection with somebody who's a gossiper. And to be aware of your own tendency, and even Myrtle Fillmore, she admitted in one of her books, I remember, that was one of her weaknesses, is being involved in that gossip. So,
and gossip is always about negativity about someone or someplace or something.
Right.
There's a wonderful little quote I have here. It says, if dogs could talk, I wonder if they would still be man's best friend.
So are you going to give the name of the book that you're referring to?
No, the book is one that I wrote.
Yeah.
And it's called Living at the Speed of Life, Staying in Control in a World Gone Bonkers.
That's the one
I'm holding it up to the screen as if our listeners could see it.
Yes. Living at the Speed of Life.
All right. Naysayers is another group of people that we want to say no to. And these are the people who always are talking about what's negative. It kind of ties in with the gossipers in a way. That's why we lumped all these together. Naysayers have little power over us unless we give it to them. That's the quote by Ariana.
And that's what we were just teaching, right? Is that
right.
No one has the power to take energy from you, to make you feel anything, to think anything.
Yeah. And of course, the tips that he gives after three no's on the same subject from the same person, stop trying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to take that in context of talking about naysayers, because in sales, they always tell you it might take 9 or 10 no's to get to a yes. So you have to approach it in a little different way when you're in sales, but when you're not in sales, you don't have to put up with these kind of no's.
Yeah. Well, these are a little different no's, I think, also.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with positive people, which I think is very important. And I love this next tip, safeguard your goals. Because one of the tips, people who are teaching goal setting, they always say, share your goals with other people. We always add, be very careful who you share your goals with, because you want to share them with people who support you and want to see you succeed. Because very often naysayers can just start getting you to doubt your own ability and your own confidence. They can take a stab at it.
Yes. And usually those people who support me, at least when I have an idea, if there's some flaw in the idea, they'll let me know. But it's not because they're trying to shoot me down. They're trying to help me see the whole scope of what I'm intending to do. And that negative thing, or that fly in the ointment thing, is to make sure that I'm aware of that so that the project succeeds.
Right.
So we got to be really clear about that. But there are people who are just naturally negative.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if our listeners out there are thinking, oh, they're being so judgmental, you know, and at least I believe that we have the power of wisdom, which I really like to prefer to call discernment these days. And I think you guys have moved to that too.
That's what we
have this ability to discern, and we could be discerning that someone's toxic for us, but in no moment are we ever thinking that person is not divine at their core. And that we're just noticing that in their humanity in this moment, this is not what I want in my life.
It's a form of self-care. Literally.
It is a form of self-care.
Protecting yourself from that.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So, and the last point he has here is know your why. And that actually comes from Simon Sinek. Is that his name? I think he came up with great stuff. You could just Google his name. He did a know your why, meaning if you could be inspired by the why of what you want to do first. And from that inspiration come, that's the foundation on which everything else is built. And once you know why you're doing something, it doesn't matter what other people say. They cannot attack that, because you're set and you're grounded in that why.
Yes. And I like to refer that to as, so what's the purpose here?
Mm-hmm.
My why is my purpose.
Mm-hmm. That would fit.
Mm-hmm. And if you know the why, it really helps you answer the where, what, when, and how.
Yes.
Yeah. And I had one teacher teach me this. I don't do it all the time, but every time I'm doing anything with anybody before I meet with them, so why am I doing this? What is the purpose of this meeting? Mm-hmm. And another way to say, what is the intended outcome of this time together?
Yeah.
And that sets the tone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's so important. Yeah. And you can make your time much more valuable that way too. Okay. So then we have toxic people.
Which we're already talking about.
That's really, I was just going to say, these are the people that, with this kind of a summary of everything we've talked about. So I don't know if we need to spend time with that as much as I want to be sure and address that last one. Because the last one is spending most of your time with the wrong people.
Yep.
And I love this one, because we don't always think about what that means. And there's a Jim Rohn quote, and he's another one. If you look him up, a powerful wisdom. one of his quotes is, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with."
Isn't that interesting?
That to me, that hit me between the eyes. It was like, wow. Wow. You just think about what that means, because you are absorbing the energy, the attitudes, the thoughts of the people you're around. It's part of that bubble, filter bubble,
yeah,
that you create. And if you only let certain people in that filter bubble, you're going to be very influenced by it.
Not only that, we're choosing them from our current thoughts, ideas, and beliefs and images. And so from our perception, that could be telling us what might be really going on inside of ourselves. Once again, we have to remember that correlation is not causation. However, if the people all around you are negative, take a look at yourself. Because that's the filter in which you're making choices. And that's a very important thing. And if you want to up-level your consciousness, you're going to have to be really, really aware of that.
Definitely. And he's got several points here, but the main one is find people who share your values and purpose.
Yes,
those indeed are the people you want to hang out with.
I would agree with that. Yeah. This would be a good point, Bill, to put what you said, that I wondered if you shared that in front of people.
Certainly the three of us strive to up our consciousness, because we want to operate at a very high level. And so we generally tell people that we've upped our consciousness. Now we invite you to up yours.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so, speaking of being aware and consciousness, it's time to pivot to the absolute word, which is based on Sunday and messages.
It's perfect for that message.
The absolute word, which is based on Sunday messages appearing in Daily Word, a copyrighted Unity publication, has been used with permission. This comes from Sunday, October 4th, 2020. The word is fearless. Grounded in my divinity, I fearlessly live authentically. In the past, I may have hidden my inner light, afraid to be myself. I may have tried to please others by conforming to someone else's idea of who I should be. I may have shrunk from an aspiration, fearing that I would fail in pursuit of my goal. I may have doubted the divine perfection at the core of my spiritual self, identifying with my perceived flaws and feeling small and inadequate. Today, I make a new choice. I choose to live fearlessly, drawing upon power of faith to believe in myself, my power of imagination to envision my best life, and my power of understanding to know my divinity. Bold and brave, I am fearless as I live my life authentically, pursue my dreams, and express my divine nature. Grounded in my divinity, I fearlessly live authentically. And so it is. And thank you, Bill. Thank you, Cher. Thank you, listeners. Until the next time, this is Paul Hasselbeck signing off. Bye, guys.
Bye. We love you. And we have certainly enjoyed this fearlessly moving forward.
Yes, we've enjoyed being with you again.